Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Joining us now, Michael Harrison, who is the publisher and editor of Talkers, which is considered to be the Bible of the talk radio industry. And always good to catch up with Michael. Good morning, sir. Welcome back in. I'm glad you're here. Normally, we'd be chatting together face-to-face at the big event, Hold Your Feet to the Fire in Washington, D.C., put on every year by the Federation for the American Immigration and Reform. But not this year because of COVID. So I'm glad you were able to join me, Michael. Welcome in.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be with you. I'm sorry I'm not getting to see you in person, but this is almost as good. I'm in the neighboring state of Florida this morning and listening to your weather forecast with great interest. And certainly these are interesting times, aren't they?
Yes. And I know you don't like to, you know, pick sides in your role of the Talkers publication, but I do want to get your thoughts on some of the things that are certainly front and center. And right now, it seems to be two things, the Breonna Taylor and continuation of protesters in our streets and the Supreme Court situation. So let's start with what's happening in protesting around this country right now. I saw a recent poll survey that says the tolerance and acceptance of these protesters and madness going on now is dropping. It used to be just a month ago, people were all about First Right Amendments. Let's go get out there and do it. And now it's like, you know what? We're kind of losing sight of what we really want to talk about by so much violence and what's really pushing people to do this. So as you talk with so many people around the country, what are your thoughts and people's temperature on this right now, Michael?
Well, there are three groups. There are the two big groups are the polarized groups that see it purely through political lens and how it will impact the election. That's really basically the conversation that we hear on talk radio. Most news talk radio is conservative and supportive of Trump. And so there's tremendous sympathy for the police and an anti-violence attitude. There are those, though, out there who believe that there are people in pain and that this social injustice and systemic racism has some bearing in truth to a certain degree, and they're sympathetic to at least the emotional cause behind it. Those are the two issues, the two different groups. The third group is the middle group that understands both sides, realizes you cannot run a nation without police, and I kind of fall into this group. Police are brave. Overwhelming number of police are heroes and face, you know, extraordinary risk every day they go out to work. And where would we be without police? We'd be in deep, dark, you know what. So, you know, the actions of a few and the human element in it, we've got to understand that and weed them out and keep police accountable, but not engage in violence and not have a war against the police in general. And those are the three points of view that people are talking about.
You know, you mentioned something starting off with that, in that most talk radio stations are conservative and supporters of the president. There's a reason that most talk radio stations are conservative. Liberal talk radio doesn't work. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, far more complex than we could really address in a short conversation. But let's just say, until this year, when everything is up in the air, that which we call liberal is really a whole spectrum of non-conservative lifestyles and ideologies and don't gel together for broadcasting purposes. It's too amorphous a concept, whereas conservatives have felt underserved by the media and are much more of a targetable segment of the American population from a broadcasting standpoint. They were underserved for years. Talk radio got there first. Now there's a lot of conservative media that basically copies talk radio. And that's the simple answer.
Why do you think nationally that the majority of broadcast television, the CNNs and the ABCs and CBSs and NBCs of the world, want to support non-conservative lifestyles and want to support liberal candidates and agendas and actually feed the fire for that? Why are they so supportive of the other side?
I have a very cynical view of this, and you may not like to hear it, but because there's a buck to be made in it, and most of the big time media in America targets audiences based upon vacuums and voids, and basically does a daily dance of affirmation, giving people what they want, as opposed to necessarily approaching things objectively and seeking truth as opposed to victory. So, yeah, the targeting of audiences for the marketplace share of the advertising dollar has taken over the programming strategy of media in America.
That's a very good point. And you're right. They just regurgitate to make a buck and push the other side. But it's really gotten so overwhelming and astronomical these days. It's almost unbearable. All right. As we move forward with the Supreme Court situation now, are you shocked that everybody is pushing so hard against this president in this procedure?
I'm not shocked by anything in politics, and politics rules. Again, everything is about politics. You know, there was once a time where maybe I'm naive, but I have been around the block a few times when these things were based upon, well, what are the qualifications of the judge? And there was basically a bipartisan effort, understanding that the president, if the president's a Republican or a Democrat, or the Congress is based one way or the other, that was the will of the people. But along the way, let's come up with somebody good. This is purely political. And as I said before, those that oppose the president and oppose the Republicans just don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you know, You can say to them, well, maybe the person will be good. Maybe it won't be the end of the world. No good. And it's right. Totally bastardized the process, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, always great to catch up with you. Hope to see you soon. Michael Harrison, publisher and editor of Talkers. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Boy, I'll tell you, Democrats showing their true colors lately, haven't they? More so than I've ever seen. And it is dark.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.